How were you affected by changes in the National Health Service?
We were all disappointed by the imposition of the contract in 1990, but it was imposed in such a way that our representatives could continue the debate about the priorities of the contract, and it really didn't affect the way that we were working. We were able to continue developing the services that we felt needed to be developed and continue running the mini-clinics, which were then running extremely well. The next big change was the introduction of general practitioners to commissioning, both in fund holding and in locality-based commissioning. It had been recognised by the then government that the general practitioners were in a unique position, knowing what services were available for their patients and which services the patients would desire or require. Fund holding and locality-based commissioning gave an opportunity for GPs to be involved in commissioning, and this means that they were involved in the purchasing as well as the design of services for patients. The experience that was learned in fund holding and locality-based commissioning was almost lost in the change of government in 1997. But then it was recognised that there was a lot that was positive about fund holding and locality-based commissioning and the involvement of general practitioners in the commissioning process. So then we started to develop towards primary care groups, in which groups of GPs would be involved more heavily in commissioning across the board services. I was involved in the development of the primary care group, or one of the primary care groups in Dudley, and became chair of what was called Beacon and Castle Primary Care Group. And one of our priorities was to try to improve the services for diabetic patients and to improve the standard of care across the whole of the PCG, so that we could get rid of these islands of poor care and make the same quality standards of care available to everyone within the primary care group. And to this end, we developed a large PMS collaborative in 2001, and in which the care for diabetics was standardised within the contract. Just the PMS contracts are quality-based contracts. So the diabetes care was standardised within the contract, and that it was monitored carefully by the PCG at the time. And in 2002, Beacon and Castle PCG became Beacon and Castle PCT, and thankfully retained its clinical leadership. And diabetes services were again enhanced by the development of community nurse specialists in diabetes, who were able to support the diabetic mini-clinics, able to provide the services that a decade before had been provided by the diabetes service, diabetes resource centre developed at Wordsley Hospital. And from 2004 onwards, the diabetes community nursing team has gone from strength to strength, it's been one of our defences against the iniquities of payment by results, which is the new way in which secondary providers were paid that came into existence in 2004, 2005, if I remember correctly.